Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
And welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football with Gumbo. My name is Ja, and today we're talking about my absolute favorite wide receiver prospect in this year's draft. This is going to be my 2025 My Guy. We're talking about Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden. A couple stats on Matthew Golden. There's a lot to go over, but the guy ran a really good 40. He ran a 4.29 40 at the combine. Matthew Golden comes in at 5'11", 191 pounds. The guy caught 58 receptions in his last year at Texas, 987 receiving yards, and 9 touchdowns, averaging 17 yards per catch. Golden is my favorite wide receiver prospect in this class because he kind of reminds me of like a mix of like Jalen Waddle meets Chris Olave, right? He has the speed to burn you over the top, but he has the route running ability to kill you at all three levels of the field. Now, at one point of his college career, he played for the University of Houston, right? So he was a well-rounded, you know, receiver there. He was more so like a deep threat for him. But when he came over to Texas, he really had a chance to expand his route tree. So he started to include more intermediate and short routes like, you know, slants. He ran more digs, more comeback routes. Matthew Golden is my favorite prospect of this draft class because y'all know what I like, and it's route running. This dude has an elite route tree, and his catch radius is insane. It's phenomenal. He catches everything within his radius. He catches everything with his hands. He's not a big body catcher. He has the speed to burn pretty much any defensive back, so he can run a go route, get two steps ahead of you, you know, within 5 to 10 yards, and you know, kind of like I said, he has a really great catch radius, so he's going to come down with 95% of the passes coming his way. He has a really great blend of just speed, versatility, the production, obviously, all kind of weighs in. I love Matthew Golden, dude. I can't hold you. He's one of my favorite prospects. He's kind of given me, like, I remember I was really big on Jordan Addison a couple years ago when he came out. Jordan Addison has been a pretty, you know, perennial wide receiver, too. For, you know, fantasy football purposes, and that's pretty damn good if you're getting a guy at the end of the first round. Matthew Golden is another guy who I've seen go at the end of the first round. I'm seeing him go in the second round of some drafts, and that is way too low. That's way too low. I think he's a better wide receiver prospect than Luther Burden. I think that he is in the same realm as Tet McMillan, Emeka Egbuka, and yeah, I think he's in that elite tier of wide receivers in this draft class. But like I said, he's going at the end of the first round and sometimes in the second round. It's a really good value. I think anybody who ends up with Matthew Golden on their fantasy team is going to be damn happy. I think this dude's going to be a star at the next level, and I'm excited to see where he lands. Matthew Golden is an A prospect for me. He has a phenomenal profile. He has the it factor when it comes to speed. He is great with his hands. They don't call me the wide receiver whisperer for nothing, boys. I know my wide receivers. You can't. I'm not gonna hold you. This dude's a star. He's gonna be phenomenal at the NFL level. He is not going to be a bust. He's gonna be a hit. And if you get him in the second round, more power to you. But if I was drafting at the end of the first round and I had maybe 1.7, 1.8, 1.9, 1.10, if I was in need of a wide receiver, I would feel really comfortable grabbing this guy. Some might say it's a little bit early, but in fantasy drafts, if you get your guy, you typically end up happy. For Dynasty, I see this guy being a high-end wide receiver too, you know, for a good majority of his career. This dude's going to be a star.